So you've got a massive platform. You have a vision.
Yeah.
That is a spectrum of just daily open sourced conversation. And they can conduct their lives, their business, their commerce, whatever they can do on your platform. That's a pretty big vision.
That's Elon Musk conversing with a woman he recently hired to run Twitter. There's a lot of bullshit in her statement. And why wouldn't there be? She's had a lengthy career in the advertising business. Not the Don Draper cool side of the business, where hipsters and wordsmiths used to coin phrases that became part of the American lexicon, huh? Slogans like, where's the beef? Have it your way. Finger-licking good. Please don't squeeze the Charmin. Just do it. And the one I made famous myself. Bet you can't eat just one. Yep, I was the Lay's potato chip kid. No, Twitter's new CEO is from the advertising sales side of advertising, the media side, where people have little or no creativity, but instead are paid for stringing together cliches and buzzwords as they flip through mind-numbing PowerPoint presentations riddled with charts and graphs designed to make advertisers spend money on whatever channel or platform they're pitching. Today, it's Twitter. Tomorrow, it might be ads on toilet paper. That was already tried back in 2010. A couple of guys in New York founded Star Toilet Paper. Their slogan was, "Don't rush, look before you flush." But back to Twitter's new CEO, Linda Yaccarino. Buried in her bullshit were a few words of glaring truth. Truth that should scare hell out of us. And as you will hear, she's conning, not seducing, the richest man in the world in a weird and kinky manner. Am I the only one to discover this? Maybe. But hang on. I'll prove it to you.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry. Larry.
You're on, Larry. Larry.
Larry. I worked for a long time in the ad business. As an actor, a writer, a sales exec, I know the industry. And Linda Yaccarino is an archetype in that business. I've known dozens of Linda Yaccarinos. They come in male and female versions. Who knows, by now there may be non-binary variants, huh? But they are all the same. They live or die not by innovation or originality. Their stock in trade is the grip and grin, the ability to appear to listen intently when in fact their mind is in another zip code. The power to project a confidence one assumes is born of experience and mastery when in fact they are shitting their pants, desperately reaching for the next cliche or trendy buzzword. They are very similar to politicians, long on style, and not just short on substance, devoid of it. But just as a broken clock is correct twice a day, so does the inveterate huckster occasionally speak a truth. And Linda did so as she talked with Musk. Here's that clip again.
So you've got a massive platform. You have a vision.
Yeah.
That is a spectrum of just daily open-sourced conversation.
Now, that was 10 seconds of pure bullshit, but to Linda's credit, the right bullshit. She was telling Musk what he already knew. He already knows on what he spent $44 billion, a massive platform. But she effortlessly works in the ego stroke, huh? Because even the richest dude on earth still likes flattery. She tells him he has a vision. That word elevates Musk, or anyone, above ordinary sighted bipeds. If you have a vision, that makes you a visionary. It's getting easy to see why she got the job.
Daily open sourced conversation, and they can conduct their lives, their business, their commerce, whatever they can do on your platform. That's a pretty big vision.
Whoa, hang on. There's a double stroke from Musk. She tells him he has a big vision. Ooh, look at that big swinging vision on that billionaire, hmm? Of course, Musk is loving that. And her. But eventually, the honeymoon will end. More on that later. We are zeroing in on Linda's disturbing truth bomb.
They can conduct their lives, their business, their commerce, whatever they can do on your platform.
Conducting business and commerce on a platform, well, that's what Zuckerberg's been after. That's what most platforms seek, but the scary shit she says is...
conduct their lives.
Unfortunately, that is true. Legions of people do conduct their lives online. Or at least they think it's a life. Of course, it's not a life, it's a digital delusion. But people can't get enough of delusions, can they? Hit movies used to be about real people doing fascinating things. Box office smashes are now about robots or cyborgs or hybrid humans with superpowers. Cape movies. Political platforms were once comprised of facts, or at least empty promises. Lower taxes, stop the war, a chicken in every pot, a car in every garage. What do we have now?
I sought this office to restore the soul of America.
I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation.
We're in a battle for the soul of this nation.
What the fuck does that even mean? Nothing. It's like a line of dialogue from some moronic cape movie. What kind of people enjoy, buy into that empty rhetoric?
Stupid people. Very stupid people.
The internet is giddy over the coming release of Apple's new virtual reality gizmo. Isn't that what the world needs now? More fake fuckery. More artificial escapism. When you can no longer click a mouse or stroke a tablet, and your smartphone seems lackluster, well, just strap a screen to your skull and stagger around like Joey looking for a hand to shake. If Apple's really smart, their device will have an imaginary friend built right in. Young, old, gay, straight, asexual, take your pick, because no one's going to make any flesh and blood friends while wearing that shit. Or while conducting life on Twitter or any other platform. And what is a platform anyway? It's a synonym for a stage. What happens on a stage? Make-believe. Deception. Pretense. This Apple trinket is getting the same kind of hype they gave to that stupid Segway thing. Remember the idiots predicting it would...
change mankind?
Well, it did change mall cops. Makes them look goofier than ever. Word is, Apple will call the gizmo Reality Pro.
Why have amateur delusions? Get yourself some professional fake reality.
What the fuck does that mean? Reality Pro. As if there's a level of expertise to this shit. Marketers have used pro as a prefix or suffix to hype their inferior goods to amateurs forever. Products badged as professional grade are usually junk for starry-eyed amateurs. True industrial-grade gear of any kind almost never says professional. The connoisseurs know what's pro stock because they know how to read a spec sheet. Consumers used to want real thrills, huh? Skis, boats, bikes, skateboards, pogo sticks, yo-yos, hula hoops. Now it's fake shit they want. Virtual everything. Here's more irony. As the digital age took hold, the word analog became de classe. Marketers of all kinds of products shoehorned the word digital into every advertisement. Analog bad, digital good. For a couple of years, analog stuff almost went extinct. Gauges on dashboards, clocks and watches. A digital readout was hip, slick, and cool. Analog was for grandpa. Except astute drivers soon realized that a digital speedometer or temperature or oil pressure gauge, well, that has to be read, scrutinized, whereas a needle on a dial can be understood in a glance, even peripherally. Much more effective display. Have you noticed no one uses the word effective anymore? Most would say impactful display. Why? Because
stupid people, very stupid people,
don't know the difference between affect and effect, so they say impacted, like a colon. Analog is the root of analogous, right? Something that is equivalent, comparable, similar, an interpretation, a substitute, but not the real thing. Here's another hot, fresh cup of irony. Anything that's digitally distributed is analog. Zoom and FaceTime are piss-poor substitutes for being with a person. Just ask someone who had to say their final goodbye to a loved one via phone or tablet, thanks to those dancing TikTok COVID Nazis and blue scrubs, every one of which should be hunted down and imprisoned. But back to Elon getting scammed by a sales chick. Let's listen to her continue to work him.
I can talk about my brand. I can get my customers to communicate. And then they could also buy stuff.
They could also buy stuff.
That's some snappy patter.
It sounds pretty good, right?
Listen to her. Jedi Mind Trick 101. Get the mark accustomed to saying yes by suggesting shit he won't say no to. Of course Musk wants people to buy stuff.
It sounds pretty good, right?
You'll be able to buy things just directly on Twitter. One click, boom, done.
Well, gee, that sounds a lot like Amazon or eBay, huh? Here's where Linda feels the need to spray some marketing bullshit in Musk's face as she tries to create a need that nobody has, the need to influence. When you order crap online, does influencing eBay or Amazon cross your mind? Fuck no.
But they need to feel that there is an opportunity for them to influence what you're building, that vision.
Whoa, she's back to the V word, vision. Since she detected a disturbance in his pants when she used it before. But then realizing her influence line is a dead end, she takes a sharp turn to a completely different territory.
What we're doing here, whether it's me trying to push and prod you on your tweets, for example, you've said you probably shouldn't tweet after 3 a.m.
Well, I've got myself
probably good advice for all of us.
I've gotten myself into trouble a few times.
I'm very aware of those.
Huh? She's pushing, prodding, and scolding him like a dominatrix for tweeting after 3 a.m.? What does that have to do with anything? And then he cops to it like a bad boy.
I've gotten myself into trouble a few times.
Are you picking up a deep, throbbing vein of kink in this conversation? Like, once the house lights go down, she's going to take him over her knee for a bare-ass spanking, and he's going to love it.
So after 3 a.m., you travel all over the world. Lord knows how you handle time zones in space.
Ooh, Elon, you hot globetrotting mogul jetting around the planet at 3 a.m. in your Gulfstream. Betcha Linda's got some ideas on how to deal with him in any time zone and space. Next, she puts him in an arm lock with the C word, the word women have used to intimidate and control men since the dawn of time. Commit.
Lord knows how you handle time zones in space. Will you commit to be a little more specific and not tweet after 3 a.m.? Will you commit? Will you commit? Will you commit?
Translation. Are you going to be a good boy and promise to do what Mistress Linda says? And then he heals, like one of Sam Britton's leashed puppies.
I will aspire to tweet less after 3 a.m.
But Elon won't have to aspire to tweet less after 3 a.m. That's because she'll have him strapped to a chair and zipped into a gimp suit. Then she steers the discourse back to influencing, which is just a cowardly way of saying selling. And Musk, smart as he is, and clearly the dude is very smart, fails to either see or acknowledge that no medium that is advertiser-supported is free to run any or all content. There will always be limitations. It's the golden rule. The guy with the gold rules, and if sponsors are paying the bills, they are going to have a say in what content you distribute. Period. End of story. There are no exceptions. Zero. None.
Content moderation. That's what the influence is.
Yeah, I think it's totally cool to say that you want to have your advertising appear in certain places in Twitter and not in other places. But it is not cool to try to say what Twitter will do. And if that means losing advertising dollars, we lose it. But freedom of speech is paramount.
Great sentiment, Elon. I applaud it too. But you cannot have your cake and eat it too, as you will discover. Advertising is no different whether it's on a social media platform or newsprint or TV, the same principles apply. Big spenders are going to run their ads near the front page or cover or in prime time. The smaller and or sleazier ones will be buried in the back pages or way after midnight. Because brands are known by the company they keep. The best that Twitter can hope for is to be like the classified ads in newspapers. The ones where micro-legit businesses were cheek-to-cheek with massage parlors and hookers, rickety dining room sets, rust bucket cars, and timeshares in Haiti. In that wrong side of the tracks advertising environment, nobody gives a shit what the surrounding content or editorial might be, and if they do, who cares if they take their pittance of revenue elsewhere? That's how it's always worked, because that's how it's got to work. Linda Yaccarino knows this. She'll be employed elsewhere within a year. Bet on it. In the meantime, keep watching the relationship between those two. It's fascinating. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Since much of this episode is about advertising, you may have noticed there's none here and never has been. Which is why here we say whatever we want to say. I'm sorry, what I meant to say was we say whatever the fuck we want to say. That includes things that get people canceled, like shitting on Joey and his commie regime, calling out the lies and the liars and showering them with withering ridicule and unbridled contempt. Because not doing that is how America got to its crippled condition. We don't play nice. We don't take the high road. We take the road that leads to truth. As we've said here for over 6 years, truth lives at the Take No Shit Dojo, from whence this show emanates, located at the crossroads of madness and enlightenment. Unless you are hate listening, and there are a few of those, you're here because you love truth. So show some love and slide over to thatlarryshow.com, where you will find hundreds more episodes. While there, click the Patreon or PayPal button and help support the show for a little or a lot. All pledges are welcome and appreciated. If you prefer, there's a P.O. Box address that accepts cash, checks, silver, and bullion. If you want to write, it's thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.